it's quite difficult working in China because you feel like the carpetbagger, the person who goes in and flies out and, I hope we did a good job, see you later. And obviously, Peter was thinking about that because he brought it up later and had been thinking about and was trying to justify the fact that cross-fertilisation, let's call it that, was a good thing. And I tried to catch him after and have the further discussion and pointed out that, in fact, when a particular culture is a colonist culture, obviously everyone feels as though it's a wonderful dissemination of good ideas, whereas when you're the recipient of it or you're the person whose stories aren't being told because it's overwhelmed by, then you're not so comfortable with it, which he was not really acknowledging, I guess. So I don't think it got resolved. In fact, it just stayed where it's always been. Whereas I think the it isn't, it's just not an easy thing to say, let's have lots of ideas. Isn't that wonderful? It is actually quite a difficult position for a person who believes that, in fact, architectural richness comes out of an understanding of the culture that it serves rather than the fly-in, fly-out. And you're the clever person who can bring some, new view to somebody else's situation. So I don't think it's resolved.
It is slightly different, though, in terms of, this reverse colonisation has come up a few times recently, but Australian firms working in China, for example, it's different to a colonial situation because obviously Chinese developers are asking for Australian firms to come there, and so they're willing participants in this process. Do you think that changes it?
No, because it was the same, wasn't it? Like when the International Series came out and brought out all the people in the belief that, I'm talking about architectural culture, in the belief that we were going to get the good oil. They were willing participants too, and we were willing participants to come and see it. And it's you forget that it actually perpetuates the problem that no one studies local architecture; they only study the people who come in. So it's not just a cross fertilisation of ideas. It's actually about a deep seated lack of faith in your local culture. Now, to then be complicit with that when you're going to going to China, I guess the only difference would be is that China is not the underdog, which is maybe where you're headed with that comment. It's not a culture that's sitting back and saying, you just do whatever you like. They're whipping you. They're saying, bloody hurry up and give us it, or I'll give you a thrashing.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about, particularly at least two key Melbourne firms, Lab and ARM, working in China and working under massive time deadlines. And then actually Young Ho, for example, is a Chinese practitioner, talking about how he's able to do things slowly. I got the sense that maybe it was the Australian firms that were having to work quickly.
Well, it could be. And in fact, the question about time advocacy, in fact, that scheme that we showed, the Suzhou scheme, with the, about 5-week turnaround on it, originally it was 2 weeks. And we said, I don't think so. Look, so we negotiated it out to 5 at least. So I imagine that it's probably just that we're fresh into the market, and it'd be interesting to hear what John Denton says, because they've been there for a long time and they've done a lot of work for one particular client, and obviously got a relation, and Robert Stent too, have got a relationship where maybe that early tryout until you know the rules, which is our feeling, that we're in there just working out how to work in the culture, maybe that changes.
Just architecturally, I guess, obviously the work of ARM has often dealt with reference and pulling stuff out of the back pocket, I guess, as Peter Cook referred to it today. Have you found that that's an approach you've been able to use in working in China?
We have. Interestingly, some of the works that we've done are an attempt to reference sort of cheesy Chinese characterisations. That's probably... Maybe I shouldn't have used that word. And therefore, it's like the slouch hat, it's like an attempt to try and use maybe some emblematic stuff and turn that into buildings. And that's been, it's been okay. We haven't actually won. We got, get down to the last two sort of thing on the competitions, but we haven't won one. But it's a bit of a work in progress, I guess you'd say, that particular aspect.
Well, thanks very much and all the best with the expansion of ARM into China. You're going to continue to pursue work in China?
Yeah, we are, yeah. We said we'd give it a go for 2 years, and the first year was more successful than we thought it would be. It's just a sort of trying to find a way to work that gives you both architecturally and just physically a sort of quality.